Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Edwin Aswad, recently sat down with former parliamentarian and talk show host Honorable Robert Hall to discuss various situations affecting the TCI. They began by talking about the history of the islands and Honorable Aswad's introduction to politics. They also discussed key health issues affecting the TCI. Here are some of the highlights from that conversation.
Yeah. You referred earlier on about when InterHealth Canada came on board and some of the changes. Have you been able to wrap your head around the InterHealth Canada agreement?
I got the contract unofficially, and it is an extremely big document. It's like five Webster dictionaries stacked up on each other, you know, and I tried to read through it, tried to go through it, tried to ask someone to point out the parts for me, and I was like, wow, these lawyers who wrote that, they wrote a lot, much to do about nothing. Just to say TCIG is responsible for X, it takes about 20 pages with thousands of words just to clarify that TCIG is responsible for X. And then who's responsible for Y? That's the next 40 pages, just to say that. And so it's so hard for you to just identify what is happening, because I'm going to come to that when I reach the Minister of Health, Ministry of Health, you know, how difficult it was. But, you know, that contract is ironclad, as they say. The premier there might see it different, but I always tell them, and I said it many times, I extend the olive branch, you'll break it. I extend my hand, you'll spit in it. And people will criticize me from cooperating with the premier, but I say, I'm not cooperating with him. I am doing this for our people. I cannot just be Mr. No for Mr. No's sake. Yeah, it's good politics, but I want these projects to happen. I won't see this in Grintuck. I won't see this in Soul Key. I won't see the people in Middle Caicos and North Caicos get this.
Yes. You know? Indeed, the role of the opposition is not to oppose for oppose sake. They must hold the government's feet to the fire and in so doing propose alternatives.
What we're seeing is the performance of the government, the ministers, and running their ministries. And Mr. Hall, where I sit, I have always encouraged the ministers to run their ministries, and most of them, I don't think, is doing an excellent job. And that is my opinion. You know, there's more can be done. And that is my, what I look at. Okay, the ministers that you have now isn't for performing and running the ministries that should be. You know, how it should be. And you want an additional one? Why would you want an additional one where you cannot get the ones that you have to perform? Honorable Hall, as you know, even with the constitutional talks, anything that can give an elected government more power in the Constitution, you know, we 100% support it. You know, we do not have independence, but any power that we can get for an elected government, I will support it. And so when we were approached with this, when the Premier and I was approached with this, yes, okay, well, we can get the 10th minister, but there have to be other discussions. You know, we have to discuss that and see if we need it at this time, if the country can afford it at this time, will it be at the beginning of the budget cycle or will it be at the beginning of a newly elected government? So all this we have to sort out. And the last paragraph, one before the last paragraph, clearly states that, you know, I have agreed to further discussions, you know. But however, the leader of the opposition was left out all the further discussions. Yeah, so I signed this in principle, of course. We want more power for an elected government, but when, how, where, it needs to be identified.
So then, looking back then, don't you think then that you signed that document prematurely?
No.
Because when you signed it, I'm sure you must have had the impression that that will go off to London.
Yes. And the provisions will be made that we can move to a 10th minister, that we can have a 10th minister. But now, just like how you have the bill, but you need to have the regulations. So now we have to discuss the regulations. And that was with the subsequent meetings that supposed to happen. You saw the pictures where the Premier in March or so went to the UK, meet with Sir Geoffrey, met with the minister. Who was inside those discussions? No one from the leader, from the opposition. And again, we fully support it, but then with conditions. You cannot just strengthen the government and not strengthen the opposition. Because you get in the next minister, so there's more parliamentary strength, because, you know, this is a minister. This isn't a backbencher. This is a minister with budget, could campaign, could do things directly for people, all the finance, and parliamentary secretaries who will act as deputy ministers. You know, so that is, you know, three more additional, and what the opposition is getting. And so we believe collectively, and, you know, speaking with our leader, the leader of our party, not the leader, the leader of our party, Honorable Pennell, supports that if the government is being strengthened, the opposition should be strengthened.
To hear the full interview, you can visit our Facebook page at RTC Station or visit our website at www.rtc89fm.com.